This programming sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/forester.
Reach out and respond.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive.
Call now.
Reach out and respond at 877-291-0123. Good morning, Monday, August 20th, 2018. John Harper, Glenn Leverins on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Our Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive. And based on your generosity, we are able to bring you regular programming today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. And maybe if we get to that need of $2.4 million, we'll even be with you on Friday as well, instead of asking you to call 877-291-0123. Or safely, securely online now at relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app. I have some great premium gifts for you for your support of Relevant Radio, for your act of charity, sharing your faith with others. That's what we do every day on opposite ends of the radio. But it costs $2.4 million to keep it on the radio for 3 months. And that's why we just briefly pause to ask for your generosity right now at relevantradio.com on the Relevant Radio app, or to donate 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. 4 minutes after the hour, as we begin this gift of a brand new day, Monday, August 20th, we offer it to the Lord, invite you to join us for the morning offering. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, we offer you our prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day, for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart, in union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, for the salvation of souls, the reparation of sins, the reunion of all Christians, and in particular for the intentions of the Holy Father this month. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Maybe God has blessed you with His providence, and you can share some of that with us in our Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive at relevantradio.com, safely, securely on the Relevant Radio app, or by calling 877-291-0123. And also the other gifts, the natural talents that God has given you, how you and I can share those. Very often we become a little shy sometimes with our gifts. If we have the gift of communicating, perhaps that volunteer opportunity at your parish to be a lector. Maybe you're sitting there saying, I don't know, I'm maybe just a little too shy. I don't like speaking in public. No, that's understandable. Let's talk a little bit about what good stewardship is of God's gifts. Father Paul Canariato is joining us, the pastor of Church of the Assumption in Emerson, New Jersey, in the Archdiocese of Newark. Father Paul, good morning. Welcome back to Morning Air.
Good morning, John, and good morning to all of our listeners.
You know, when you stop to think, and it's usually at some odd times, or if you're doing the examination of conscience in the evening, and you look back and you see how grateful you are for all of the things that God has given you, that those gifts, both big and small during the day, it's a great time to do that little mental checklist to say, well, okay, you gave me these gifts, maybe it's time that I share a little bit of this tomorrow. That might be a good start.
Yes, definitely. That examination of conscience is a wonderful time for motivation, to motivate ourselves, to give ourselves a little pep talk, as it were.
Yeah.
To encourage us to give of ourselves. You know, I think sometimes in my own life, I'm so blessed. God has blessed me so much, so abundantly. I want to share. I want to give of myself. I want to give from the abundance that the Lord has been so good to me in my life. He's given me so many things, so I want to give some of that goodness away to others, in my time, my talent, and even my treasure. To be free to be able to do that is a great grace, of course.
Absolutely. And when you look at some of those graces that God has given you and some of those talents that God has given you, and you may think, well, I haven't really been using these as well as I should be. I use the example of being a lector, because there are so many in the congregation who do have that ability to communicate and to go up there and to share the word of Christ, but they may be a little shy. How do you get over just the natural humanness of being shy to share those natural gifts that God has given you?
I believe that God stirs up something in our hearts that helps us to overcome that shyness. And I believe that's the gift of courage, the gift of the Holy Spirit. And I think when the Spirit of God moves within us so powerfully, I believe that we can overcome any human fear, any human anxiety. and just speak from the truth of our convictions that the Word of God is alive and living and powerful, that real desire to proclaim the Word. That's a great grace. God can stir that up in us. I think we have to pray and ask God, Lord, help me to overcome my shyness, my fears, my anxieties about getting up in front of people. I know myself, I used to be very shy and very introverted, and I remember giving my first homily as a priest and being so nervous and all that. But as I began to speak, and as you begin to speak, the Lord gives you the grace to open your mouth and to speak out. But you're doing it not on your power and strength, you're doing it on God's power and strength that is within you through the power of the Holy Spirit. God gives us the words to speak, like he gave to Moses, for example, when he went before Pharaoh. That desire to speak out and to speak the truth, God gives that to us. That's a grace that comes from Almighty God, you know, and the more we're open to that, the more the Lord can do through us.
And Father Paul, that is a very cool feeling when we get on a roll and we know the Spirit is really, conjuring up those words for us, and it's not all in our own power. Also thought, too, it's helpful if we look at all of the gifts, whether they be material or just skills that we have, as not actually belonging to us. We're just given the task of managing them while we're here.
Yeah, we're called to be good stewards of all the resources and all the blessings that God has poured out upon us. From the very beginning of creation, our provident God has given us the task to care for all creation, be caretakers and stewards of the earth from the very beginning. And a lot of times we have to confront that illusion that everything belongs to us. And that can be a disappointment to some, but we experience that conversion of heart in ourselves, and we come to realize, no, everything doesn't belong to me. Everything belongs to God. And so when you realize that, there's a wonderful freedom that comes to give away your time, give away your talents, to share with others, to do the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, visiting the sick, feeding the hungry, teaching those who want to learn, consoling the lonely and sorrowful, and praying for needs and giving a helping hand and a kind word here or there, wherever the Lord leads us. There's so many ways in which we can give the goodness of God away to others. And that's a call from God that God calls all of us to be responsible and good stewards of the earth and caring for one another in our families, because charity begins at home, of course, and then outward beyond our families, to our parish communities and to the communities in which we live, and all the different ways we can be of service. I always say to people, give 5% of your time and talent to the church and 5% of your time and talent to the community, and then you are fulfilling the biblical tithe. And I believe the Lord blesses us abundantly when we give of ourselves, freely. But for some, it takes time to come to realize, and not to be afraid to give, but to realize that if I give, God's going to take care of me, and God's going to bless me, and God's going to provide for everything I need, because God is faithful, you know, and he honors us when we give of ourselves so generously.
Father Paul Canariato joining us from the Archdiocese of Newark, where he's the pastor of the Church of the Assumption in Emerson, New Jersey. We are talking about good stewardship of God's gift. How appropriate on this very first day of our Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive, asking you to reach out and respond online at relevantradio.com, on the Relevant Radio app, or by calling 877-291-0123. That stewardship that you have, both little and small, whatever you can give, every dollar helps us here at Relevant Radio get to that need of $2.3 million by the end of the week. That's how you can be a good steward of the gifts that God has given you, the providence that he has blessed you with, at relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, and by calling 877-291-0123. Plus, in sharing your providence with us, you help touch another soul like this in this miracle moment here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
It's the truth. It falls into place. Everything that I've heard before, it's like bits and pieces, but now this just, it runs smoothly together. Mm. It's something that I never thought would happen. I've been listening for a year. I find it extremely important. I've tried to go back to other stations. I can't do it. A minute or two, and then I got to come back. and it just draws me right back to the station because I want to know more. I'm just so excited to know more about the religion itself.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Help inspire more miracles. Call now with your pledge. 1-877-291-0123. That's 1-877-291-0123. Or give online at relevantradio.com.